This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
Experienced dog owners and trainers often note that every dog needs a job. A dog with something meaningful to do rarely gets himself into trouble. Hunting for clothespins, or as we call them over here, pegs, is a task that's easy to teach and gives your dog the opportunity to solve a problem and complete a significant job, something that's meaningful to him. Once you've taught this behaviour, it's something you can do every day without breaking a sweat, and you don't need much time, yet your dog will work really hard and will finish the exercise happy and satisfied. The best part is what you can accomplish with this practical behaviour. With just a little extra training, you can teach your dog to find your car keys or any other item you might lose within a defined search area. This behaviour is fun, practical, easy to teach, and your dog will love it. So what are you waiting for? To start, choose a really boring room in your house, one without any distractions. Turn off the TV or radio and pick up items on the floor such as shoes, clothing, magazines or children's toys. We want an empty area here. If this is your first clicker training session, click and then immediately give your dog a treat. Timing is important here. You want to make a connection between the sound of the click and the treat. Don't hold the clicker like a remote control or point it at your dog. Hold it by your side or even behind your back, as it's just the sound you're trying to associate with the treat, not the clicker itself. Remember to give the treat to your dog immediately after clicking. Don't wait too long. Treating immediately after the click is a very good habit to get into. Repeat the click-treat pattern a few more times in order to make the important connection between the sound of the click and the yummy treat. The click tells your dog exactly when he is doing the right thing to earn a treat. Next, pause for a moment and ignore your dog. Wait until he starts to wonder what's going on or even gets a little bored. Then drop a clothespin on the floor. Wait until your dog goes to investigate the clothespin. This could happen straight away or it could take a little while, maybe 10 or 15 seconds. Most dogs will investigate with their nose. Click the instant your dog goes to sniff the clothespin and then immediately hand your dog a treat or toss the treat a short distance away from the clothespin. If your dog doesn't investigate the clothespin within 15 seconds, you don't have to count it, just think about it, pick it up, pick up the clothespin, wait a moment, then try again. There's no need to say or do anything other than clicking or treating. Doing nothing more than this might go against your instincts or be a new way of training your dog. What you're trying to do is make a very clear connection among investigating the clothespin, the click, and then the treat. It should be an almost mechanical connection for the dog. Investigate the clothespin leads to a click, which in turn leads to a treat. At the end of a successful trial, now here a trial is one attempt at getting a behaviour, quietly pick up the clothespin and conceal it in your hand for a moment before attempting another trial. Your dog may return to the clothespin on his own before you get a chance to pick up the clothespin. Click and treat that too. It's fine. After all, it's the behaviour you're seeking. Be sure to pick up the clothespin and move it after every few trials though. During this exercise, your dog doesn't need approval or any petting or fussing. Depending on your dog's enthusiasm, you can probably do 15 or 20 trials, but keep the session short. Limit them to about 5 minutes at the most. Even if your dog's a really enthusiastic worker or eater, a longer session isn't necessarily better, and this is a pretty simple behaviour to learn. When your dog is reliably investigating the clothespin with his nose, within a couple of seconds of the clothespin being dropped or tossed a short distance, it's time to develop a stronger indication behaviour. If you'd like to train for a sport or job that requires a specific indication behaviour, for example, a down or a bark or a dig, start training that behaviour right now. If you're training solely for mental exercise and recreation, simply teach your dog to indicate the clothespin by touching it with his nose and then waiting at the clothespin for a treat. Perhaps the easiest way to teach this behaviour is to toss the treat after you click so that your dog doesn't have to come back to you for the treat. If you repeat this many, many times and are always consistent about it, your dog starts to learn to wait at the clothespin for the treat to be tossed. Don't toss the treat like this until your dog has made a strong connection among the clothespin, the click, and the treat, and is reliably and promptly indicating the clothespin. Your dog has learned to indicate a clothespin that's been tossed on the ground, but he can also be trained to indicate clothespins that are found out of the blue. This is really the idea here. With your dog in another room, place a clothespin on the floor in your distraction-free room. Leave that room and re-enter with the room with your dog. If the dog finds and indicates the clothespin, click and toss a treat. Make the clothespin really easy to find so he really can't get this wrong. Even leave it just inside the doorway if that's what it takes. If your dog doesn't indicate the clothespin, don't worry. Just go back to dropping the clothespin, continuing to build a strong conditioned indication behaviour. If your dog is trained to stay, ask your dog to stay and then walk behind a chair or around a corner. Place the clothespin on the ground and then release your dog. If he comes to you, there's a very good chance he'll find the clothespin. Click and treat if he does. What has been trained so far is an area search at its very simplest. In training, always start with the simplest and then increase the difficulty at a rate that ensures that your dog will succeed. When dogs succeed, they can be reinforced. And reinforcement is what keeps your dog performing the behaviours that you desire or prefer. It's vitally important to set dogs up to succeed. If your dog isn't set up for success, there's nothing to reinforce, nothing useful is learned. Making a task more difficult must be done progressively, little by little, with this rule for success in mind. If your dog has learned to indicate a clothespin that's been dropped, tossed a short distance, or accidentally found in a low distraction room, it's time for the next step. Repeat each of the lessons previously outlined, this time in a grassy area without too many other distractions. Take it outdoors. Obviously, it's more difficult to find a clothespin in grass because grass can hide the clothespin. But an even bigger difficulty for your dog is that grass is usually found outdoors, and there are new distractions outdoors. Choosing a grassy area that's quiet, without many people or animals around, will make this lesson easier for your dog, thus setting him up for success. Remember that a leash will stop a dog from wandering off to find his own amusement. If grass presents too much of a challenge, try training this task on a hard surface such as concrete or a pavement. This search behaviour can also be put on cue. Start by picking a cue. It must be distinctive and you must be consistent when using it. A cue can be verbal, such as seek, or physical, where you'd use a hand gesture. I use the verbal cue, looky looky. Have the dog on a leash so that he can't wander off. Use the cue, then drop the clothespin. If the training has been effective thus far, your dog will indicate the clothespin immediately. Note that at this stage, the cue will be completely meaningless to your dog. It'll take many, many repetitions before the cue takes on any meaning at all. When your dog can reliably indicate a clothespin dropped in front of him, widen the search area by tossing the clothespin a short distance. Remember, only use a cue if you're at least 80% sure your dog will respond. Every time you increase the criteria by extending the search area or by doing something a little different, avoid using the cue the first few times. Similarly, if a new distraction crops up, for example, a person walks past, don't use the cue for that trial or wait until the distraction's passed, then try again. You can extend the search area quite significantly by tossing the clothespin. Invest in a tracking leash which is about 10 metres or 30 feet long so that you don't have to run around behind your dog. The extended leash also allows your dog to get used to working at a distance from you, which is really important for all sorts of reasons. Your dog might find other items. Resist the temptation to click and treat when he does this. Make sure that you know where the clothespin is so that you don't accidentally reinforce your dog for indicating an item you didn't drop or toss. Don't drop personal effects within the search area either. Since the lesson is to teach the dog to search for and indicate items that you have touched, if he finds and indicates any item you've touched, it should be reinforced. One problem with tossing the clothespin is that the tossing action can become a cue to find the clothespin. But you want your cue to be the only cue. You won't always be tossing the clothespin. If you've done dozens of trials as described in the steps above, then some association with your cue should be beginning to form. Remove the tossing the clothespin cue from the picture by setting up some accidental finds outdoors on grass. This is like we did inside where we had the peg just inside the doorway. Leave a clothespin near the entry to the search area. Get your dog, and as you enter the search area, use your verbal or physical cue, whatever you've chosen. The dog should enjoy easy success in this way. With enough trials of both accidental finds and tossed clothespins, your cue should begin to take on a clear meaning. Then start to make the accidental finds harder and harder. You'll know your dog has learned the meaning of the cue when he starts searching for the clothespin enthusiastically when you use your cue. At that point, start adding new twists, like attaching the clothespin to a low tree branch, or hiding it behind a rock or under a piece of furniture. While these instructions were written with the idea that the clothespin hunts would be outdoor activities, this behaviour can be trained indoor if the weather or other circumstances prevent you from going outdoors, especially at this time of year. This is an excellent project for the holidays.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.